Hello, my beautiful audience. Today is July 25th, 2018. Today, we will be talking about the purpose of learning from history. Now, some people might tell you that history is about learning from the rise and from the falls of great empires. But more importantly, history shows the evolution of human thought. Throughout my days in the school system, I really enjoyed learning about history, just the levels of creativity and the abstractness of the world around me really fascinated me. It would be like learning about stories from distant lands and seeing how different people were and how their cultures were different and watching how they dressed differently and being able to watch videos and movies and look at pictures of all these events that happened before I was born. I was just like mind blown that the world was like that. And I'd always have this notion that, like, I guess the world's much different now today, when in reality it's not. Like, human behavior is still the same as it was like millions of years ago. Like, the only difference today is that, like, humans are placed into a more organized system of existence. You know, back then you would go hunt for your food or go gather berries. Today you are placed into a system in which you have to work in order to get money to buy food. And I'm not saying that's like better or worse, but I'm saying it's like very different. And I think it's really important not to think of people from the past as dumb. Like, those people were so capable that their efforts developed all of this. Like, the first person to discover fire, that must have been so revolutionary. Because all your life you've just been like living in the cold weather, and then one day you're like, oh, it's finally warm. And yeah, I know, like, looking into the past doesn't really seem that amazing, but when you really try to put yourself in that person's situation, then the past makes like so much of a difference. So, one thing I didn't like about learning history in school, it's that teachers have like this agenda on what you're supposed to learn, and that agenda is fueled by politics and business, because businesses make the books you're intended to learn from, and teachers have to teach you to a certain guideline, because eventually you're going to have to take a standardized exam, and if the teachers don't tell you what you have to prepare for, then you're not going to pass that standardized exam, and the school's not going to get their money from doing their job. So, besides that kind of way of thinking where people are trying to control what you believe and trying to control how you interpret the past, I think it's really important to be active and do your own research about what happened. So, something that's like very amazing about the past is that if you put yourself into the situation and try to perceive the reality of other people, human history seems so crazy. Like, imagine you are a person living outside in the countryside, and let's say that this is before civilization. So, there are no buildings, it's just you and yourself. You're outside in a field staring up at the sky, and you're looking at the stars. And all you ever see up in the sky are stars, the sun, and the moon. Your whole understanding of what's above you consists of those three things. So, wouldn't it freak you out if one day the sun just turned black, like a solar eclipse? Wouldn't you be terrified from that if your whole life you only understood that there is the sun, the moon, and the stars, and you have no other concept of what's above you? That sounds like it's really terrifying just because the people from back then had a lack of understanding of outer space and about other planets. But now today, we think about outer space as like an infinite amount of planets and stars, and that there are other dimensions beyond our current comprehension. But that's like, I don't know how many years. It's like a lot of years of difference from going from a perspective of just looking up in the sky, knowing three facts, and then looking up to the sky today and knowing like thousands of facts about outer space. Like, my main point is that we have completely changed our understanding of life and reality in comparison to how humans lived before. The past is so powerful. Like, you got to think about it as if you're a woman, right? Today, you probably have more rights. You have the ability to vote, earn money. But back then, and not that far back then, maybe like in the last hundreds of years, women have, yeah, like in the 1900s, I'm pretty sure. Beyond that, women have had the ability to earn their own money and buy their own freedom. But back then, women didn't have any source of money, so they had to get married, and they were stuck being someone's wife because either you're gonna get money and eat food, or you're gonna die. And women aren't allowed to work, so your only choice is to marry and have someone pay for you to live. And that may not make a lot of sense to a lot of people, but just to think about how drastic that change is incredible. But besides learning from all these different perceptions, there are certain issues you should follow to improve your own understanding of what has happened. I think the best way to learn about the past and history in general is to learn from the most successful and historically relevant figures of those times. Like, you can't really understand the past until you understand the social, economic, and psychological factors of the people who lived during that time. Now, for sure, human behavior is going to stay the same in whichever period of time you try to explore. People are honestly just trying to survive, they're trying to get their money, they're trying to live their happy little lives. But the way people go about getting money and living their lives is much different in every historical period, you explore, just because there are different values in place, different ways the government function. So when you think about who would have the best understanding of the past, think about who's the most famous person. What do they think? And that's why it's important to read books from authors like Charles Dickens or Jane Austen, or read books like the Tao Te Ching, the Taoist philosophy book, or read autobiographies from JFK, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, Gandhi. You know, the past only makes sense when you can understand the big picture of it. And for me, I think it's much easier if you're learning from a historical figure who was there, just because they have that mentality. Their mentality was built upon their current situation. And yeah, they may not be alive anymore, but that doesn't mean they don't have wisdom to offer us. You see, the people who become really famous and powerful in the past obviously knew what they were doing. Like, ordinary people don't become that rememberable. It's usually the people who do very abstract and contradictory things. Those are the people who are remembered. So, I try and learn from their wisdom. I try and learn what were their habits? What did they think like? Like Martin Luther King, he talks about not having bitterness in his heart. And I find that very compelling. Just like he has these negative situations with a lot of people, but he's always telling himself that he has to think big and not get caught up in the really small details of life. Because when you do get caught up in the small details, you start to forget your true potential. And I like learning from Malcolm X because he talks about like being an avid learner. Like before he went to prison, he was just caught up in a lot of illegal activities like gambling and selling drugs. But then in prison, he learned how to access his education through reading books. And that really struck with me. It resonated, and I think to myself, like, wow, this man is so educated that all he did was read books. And that makes me think about, so definitely reading books helps you have a better comprehension about what's going on around you. And Nelson Mandela, he talks about all the systemic problems of his era. And why it's important for him to guide people out of those problems and not view it as a black or white issue, but viewing it as a human issue. And Marcus Aurelius, like he talks about how there's no point in wanting fame because the people who remember you are people you will never meet. And that the best thing you can ever do with your life is to serve other people. Like, I really enjoy history because it exposes you to all these different ways of thinking and all these different problems. Like, history is always going to repeat. And until you understand that it's always repeating, you won't learn. You're always going to be stuck in the past. You know, don't go through life doing everything on your own. Like, look towards the past. And I'm saying that because there are a lot of people who have probably gone through the same situation you're in. Yeah, there's probably like a different set of paint on your situation. Like, I mean, different set of paint by different type of technology, but all human issues are pretty much the same. Like, everyone goes through these emotional, psychological issues. And it's really up to you to see that you're not alone in those situations, that people have gone through them. And when you learn from the past, you prepare yourself for what could eventually happen. You know, pick your role models correctly, pick your historical figures correctly, and learn from them. And try and mature yourself through their wisdom. So, pretty much that's all I have to offer for you today. Like, learn from the past and use what you've learned to move forward. Thank you so much for listening today, and I hope to have you here next time. Have a wonderful rest of your day.